Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well and keeping safe out there. Before we get into today's entitled parent stories, please make sure you're subscribed to the channel as we get closer to 500,000 subscribers. And also drop a like on this video as it really helps out with the YouTube algorithm. Entitled parent lies about corona symptoms to get an extra plane seat. I've been on a terribly timed holiday to the UK since the beginning of March and returned today to my home city. Now, this was written about a month ago, this story. Understandably, there's loads of people wearing masks, warnings everywhere, and people are trying to distance themselves and are wary of others. It's not quite full-blown panic, but people are very wary. I even saw several travellers in full hazmat-type cotton suits and eye goggles and masks and gloves. Anyway, my last leg of my flight, I was assigned a window seat in a three-seat row. I get there, and there's a lady and a small girl who looks to be about 5 or 6, both with masks on. As soon as I gesture to sit, the mum pipes up and says, "Oh, I just want you to know, we both have a cough, so you probably want to sit somewhere else. I've already talked to the crew." The crew member then passes and I ask if they have a seat, and she says to first have a seat in my original seat and wait until everyone has boarded. I then offer to sit in the aisle seat for the moment so that if I move, it's easy. The mum keeps saying, "Oh yeah, but I just thought you should move. I really think you'd be more comfortable." So I sit for the moment because there's people still boarding and putting bags up, etc, etc. Now, unfortunately, the flight ends up being delayed about an hour and a half due to some passengers being offloaded due to temperature screening. During this waiting time, I sort of look around to see what other seats are available. It looks like a pretty full flight, but there are a couple of empty seats, but we don't know who else is getting on still. I'm also feeling a bit conflicted. It's a very long 13-hour flight, and I don't want to move to a bad seat stuck between two strangers or something. But then again, I also want to be careful and avoid people with symptoms, of course. Now, during this waiting time, the mum and daughter keep whispering to each other and really often coughing with masks on, conspicuously and painfully. Happily, the crew member comes back and says that I have a window seat in the front row with more legroom and an empty seat next to me as well. Lovely. Usually, you need to pay more for these, so of course I move. Then later, I pass the mum and daughter again, and guess what? Neither wearing masks. They look happy and healthy and comfortable with an empty seat next to them. The little girl probably got to lie down and sleep. Now, I don't begrudge the girl having a nice rest on what is a very tiring long flight. She was a very well-behaved girl as well. What makes me really furious is that either A, they had such severe symptoms, which they demonstrated conspicuously when trying to convince me to move and took off their masks, or that B, more likely, the mum lied about having symptoms and took advantage of the pandemic and the global fear to get themselves an extra empty seat. Seriously, F off, you entitled female dog. If she just asked nicely and told the truth, I would have moved anyway because there was a nicer seat available. But what if there wasn't? I might have made the decision to move to a worse seat because she scared me into thinking they might be contagious. Scum. Yeah, OP, I completely agree with you on this one. It takes a certain toxic person to try and benefit from a global pandemic which is literally killing people. You know, I feel the same with those people that were trying to sell antibacteria soap, toilet roll on eBay. Yeah, just not really a good thing to be doing, is it? I also think that they definitely lied when they told you that they had already told the airport staff, the stewardesses, they had symptoms. There's no way they would have been let on the flight if they really did tell them that. So pretty much, it was just a lie told to you to try and make you F off. I mean, that is just a terrible thing. Now moving on to our next story. Entitled mum tries to steal my face mask, gets kicked out of store. Howdy. So this happened yesterday, and I'm still kind of annoyed about it. The stupidity of some of the people I come across at work could give anyone a migraine. Yesterday, I added yet another person to my list of idiot customers that I've seen at work. A bit of background information. information. I'm a cashier slash stocker at a local grocery store in my town. Due to us being an essential establishment, we've been able to stay open. The problem is, the store doesn't provide us employees with much to protect ourselves. The best they've been able to give us is disposable gloves, which I suppose is still better than nothing. Still, I live with my 60-year-old mum and I don't want to bring home anything from work that might put her at risk. I voiced these concerns to a friend of mine who makes masks and she happily made one for me. I've been wearing it to every one of my shifts and I've received many comments from people asking me where I got it. Once I explained to them that a friend made it for me, they usually drop the subject. Until yesterday, that is. So there I was, standing in my lane and watching the clock slowly tick by. I'd already had some particularly infuriating customers before the entitled mum showed up, so I was more than ready for my shift to be over. I see the entitled mum approaching from a distance and suspect nothing of her, for she doesn't hold the trademark appearance of your typical Karen. Oh, how naive I was. The entitled mum pushes her cart through my lane and I plaster a forced smile on my face and switch into customer service mode. We make small polite conversation and she seems nice enough. But then she asked me the fateful question that started this whole debacle. So, where did you get your mask? Oh, a friend made it for me. Well, it's very pretty, looks well made too. Now it is a pretty mask, a sky blue fabric decorated with red roses. My friend knows me well. Yeah, my friend has made a lot of masks, so she's pretty good at it. The entitled mum then gestures to her daughter who is sitting in the cart playing on some kind of tablet. I wish I could find a mask for my daughter, I wouldn't want her catching anything. I'm sure you can find someone in your neighborhood who makes them, or you could try and make one yourself, they're pretty easy to make. And then the entitled mum says this. I don't suppose you could just give me yours? I'm a bit taken aback by this question and move away from her a couple of inches. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to say no, I need this mask for my job. Well, can't you just get your friend to make you another one? She's very backed up on orders from people asking her to make masks for them. Besides, I've been wearing this mask all day, it's full of my germs, yeah that's kind of the point not to share masks. Oh, I can just wash it when I get home. I'm sorry, but I'm not giving you my mask, I need it to keep me and my family safe. The entitled mum has now started sounding like your average Karen at this point. It's also worth noting that she kept slowly inching towards me during this exchange. As we kept going back and forth with her saying that her daughter absolutely needs it, and me saying that I need it because I'm an essential worker, she keeps getting louder and louder to the point where one of my managers noticed us and was watching the exchange. After another minute or so of going back and forth, the entitled mum suddenly lunges forward and tries to grab at my mask. I am able to move my head way back and avoid her, but her fingers almost graze the fabric. Now that was enough for the manager to step forward and put a stop to her antics. Mom, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
But this woman just stole my daughter's mask. My daughter needs it.
Mom, I was watching the whole exchange and I know that's not true. Leave now before I call the police. At the mention of getting the cops involved, the entitled mum realized that she could easily get arrested since we also have cameras over all of the check stands. She lifts her daughter out of the cart and leaves in a huff with no groceries and no mask. Thank God for my vigilant manager. Well, to me guys, it sounds like this entitled mum was after one of the nicest custom face masks you could possibly get. Now, unfortunately for her, this person doesn't have a spare, but guess who does? Wow, it might be me. Bit of a shameless plug, but I am now selling my very own custom face mask, as you can see on screen right now. I mean, I say a shameless plug, but all the money raised is going to charity. And also, for every single one of these face masks sold, another one is being donated for absolutely free to a medical professional worker on the front line. So yeah, it's just an awesome thing to do if you have the money. Also, I do just want to quickly say, don't worry about the fold shown on the image of the actual face mask. When you actually put the face mask on, it will look like this. You can see, pretty cool, no folds really on the main section of the face mask, the design. But yeah, for those of you that may not have seen my announcement video the other day, the link is in the pinned comment, the description, and behind the I button right now if you want to go and pick one of these up. We spent a very long time and also quite a lot of money on the design, so it would be great if you could go and pick one up. Help people that really, really need it. You know, you keep yourself healthy by wearing it, you keep those around you healthy by wearing it, and also by then donating another one to a medical professional worker, you keep them healthy as well, so why not? Now we do quickly have time for one final story. Entitled mum harasses me, a disabled child, at Disney World. Oh Jesus. Backstory. My parents took me, Em, 10 years old at the time, to Disney World for my 10th birthday in 2013. I'm also autistic and it's noticeable. It was especially obvious when I was younger, even more so because I was incredibly excited to be at Disney. Now, when you're at the Disney parks around your birthday, they give you this big old button that says, it's my birthday, along with a space where the cast member writes your name. I was very proud of my button and proudly wore it over my whole trip. On this particular day, my actual birthday, my parents and I were in the Magic Kingdom. We were around Tomorrowland, just about to enter the Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. I was carrying a Stitch plush I'd gotten on the first day of the trip, and these two little kids around my age at the time, a boy and a girl, NK1 and NK2, nice kid because they were nice, with their mum, entitled mum, noticed my plush. They got their mother's attention, saying, "Mummy, mummy, look, he has a Stitch." Oh man, I guess you were exercising too soon after eating. I'm sorry, I'm just sorry.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Their mother smiled at them and at me, and then she noticed my button and said, "Happy birthday, young man." The nice kids also saw it and also happily told me happy birthday, very happily. I was excited that they noticed, and I grinned and thanked them as I happily flapped my hands around a bit, happily. Something I do when I'm excited. This is all very happy so far. The nice kids didn't think anything of it, but the entitled mum's face scrunched up as if I had just dropped the F-bomb. "What's the matter with you?" the entitled mum asked rudely. I didn't hear her, but my parents did. My dad asked her what she just said. "Well, I don't want him doing that around my children," she said, disgusted.
"He did nothing wrong," my dad said.
"I do not want my children catching that and acting like him," the entitled mum spat. Me and the nice kids were not paying attention to this at all. We were too busy happily discussing Stitch. I was having an awesome time talking with my two new friends when the entitled mum grabbed their hands and rushed them into the queue for Buzz Lightyear before we could get there. "We deserve to go first after what your child just did," the entitled mum smugly stated. However, when you're autistic at Disney, you get a special pass to skip queues. So, of course, we walk right on past the entitled mum towards the fast pass queue attendant, who directs us on what to do. She starts throwing a fit about us cutting the line as my dad presents the pass to the attendant. And the entitled mum then totally shuts up after seeing the actual pass. This was before it was all digital. Talk about justice. The funny part is that if she bothered to look at the other pins on my backpack, she'd have known from the get-go that I was autistic, as I have a couple buttons there in case I got separated from my parents. Also, at the time, I thought the entitled mum was just mad we skipped the line. I had no idea she was all ableist beforehand. Again, me and the nice kids were having a nice happy little kid conversation, so this didn't ruin my day at all. Side note, a lot of park guests and cast members saw my button, and I flapped my hands every time. Sure, I got a few raised eyebrows, but nobody said anything, especially not as blatantly rude as the entitled mum. Even the characters went out of their way to show their excitement. That was an awesome trip. I hope the nice kids are doing well, and I still sleep with that Stitch plush every single night. Ah, well, OP, that's just a great mentality to have. I'm happy that this experience didn't really affect you too much. It sounds like a fair play for just getting on with it. I just hope that those nice kids grow up to be nothing like their entitled mum. By reading your story, they sound really nice. I really don't want to see in 5 years' time that they become as entitled as their mother. That would not be too good. Anyway, guys, that is going to be it for this Entitled Parents episode. If you want all the episodes of Entitled Parents, I've made quite a few at this point. That's an understatement. They're all on screen right now if you want to go and binge watch them all during this lockdown. As I did mention earlier, please do go and buy one of my face masks. All the money raised, I keep saying it, but all the money raised goes to charity, and another one is being donated for everyone bought. So, you know, why not? Seriously, though, if you do have any spare cash and you think you may need one, just go and buy one. It's a pretty awesome thing to do. Okay, with that being said, I will see you guys all tomorrow for a brand new upload.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.